Daily Rant. Acceptance and Action. Yesterday I talked about blame, who's to blame, and how we come to terms with our role in what's happening. That second part, accepting our role, is the hard part, but it's also the pivotal one. We can't fix anything until we're clear-headed and honest with ourselves. Only then can we be honest with others. That said, let's talk about what the real problem is. I'll generalize. The issue revolves around the 47th president and a pattern of behavior many of us see as unlawful and anti-constitutional. I assume you're reading this because you feel the same way. If you weren't, you'd be over at Bubba's MAGA retreat sipping Kool-Aid out of a red hat. I perceive Trump as a clear and present danger to the Republic. A wannabe dictator, or as I call it, a dick traitor. He's a power-hungry tyrant who demands absolute loyalty, sees himself as not above the law, but the law, and surrounds himself with so-called loyalists who are actually opportunists. Let's not kid ourselves, any one of them would throw the others, even Trump himself, under the bus if it got them closer to power. That's the danger. If Trump goes down, these people don't just disappear. They're waiting in the wings. I cover this more in my commentary. Okay, he's been impeached. Now what? Read it if you're serious about helping. Once you start asking those hard questions, you have to start examining consequences. Would we be better off politically neutering him, stripping him of influence while letting the term play out, so that we can choose his successor democratically? Or do we impeach and risk a Mar-a-Lago shadow presidency run through hand-picked stooges? He has demonstrated that his control runs deep, from making Mike Johnson speaker to forcing his big beautiful bill through. He doesn't have the clout, he has the dirt. If we choose to let the term expire, then the next big question becomes, who do we want next? And that choice shouldn't be made for us by party machines. I'm a Republican moderate. That's where my heart lies. But I believe the answer should come through consensus, not coercion. We should be looking at new frameworks, like Andrew Yang's Forward Party, a space where the extremes are left behind. But we still need to ask, what does it mean when a party is founded by a billionaire? What's the long game, good or bad? None of this matters if all we do is bitch and moan, get up, protest, join something, anything, that isn't pushing a red hat or a deep blue badge, or join my purple hat party. No membership, no dues, no agenda except one. Make decisions based on morality and facts. Stop swallowing lies. Save America. Don't burn it down. Michael Walker here. Give us a like, then subscribe to our channel. It won't hurt you, and it will help us. We are in a heck of a mess, and it will take all of to get out of it. We only have to believe together that where we are now isn't here we want to be.